Welcome to Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 53. Episode, we got a new segment from Jeff today.
A new segment?
Yes, a potentially new recurring segment from the Broski. Jeff, we're just going to jump straight into it. Instead of doing the fact, on occasion we're going to have Jeff do a story time segment. So, Jeff.
Story time with Jeff, as it were.
Pleasure us with your story time with Jeff.
Well, I hope you don't take pleasure in this story, because if you do, you're a sadist and you wish for my downfall. Because this story time involves...
these just prey on my downfall.
Man, I stood tall.
Remember Detroit? Remember Lansing?
That's good. Wow, dude.
I showed Bentley that
LeBron did it like this.
I showed Bentley that song when we lifted the other week. It was pretty good, actually. After Michigan State.
Michigan State.
Ain't it a blessing?
Ain't it a buzzer? Oh, man. That's quite the song. Okay. Story time is we had flooding, which I think you all remember back when we first moved into our apartment. You can go back to the podcast where I mentioned that our apartment flooded.
Link below.
There is a flooding that occurred, and we had residual issues ever since where we just felt like things were off. The padding wasn't put on correctly. They replaced the padding but not the carpet. And recently my wife was smelling near the laundry room. I was like, it smells really nasty over here.
Musky.
And our laundry room's musky and damp. And
moist.
And mildewy.
And moist towelette.
Moist towelette. And it's connected to our bedroom almost. Like, we have our door is right next to it so we can smell it.
Dude, I was working right in that little cubicle.
You were next to where the flooding happened. Well, catch 22, she was like, I just feel like we need to get some testing done. We're like, all right, let's do it. So we scheduled a mold inspector. It's expensive, but we had him come out yesterday. And the dude shows up. I go home for lunch, and he says, show me where it happened. So I direct him over to the hallway, and I say, right here, this little spot was flooded for a week and a half, and all they did was replace the padding and suck up the water, but they didn't do anything else. And they assured us there would not be mold because they dehumidified the place. He pulls the carpet back.
He peels it back,
the desk,
if you will.
Peels it back. Just... peels it back
to clean
and
it.
And as he does, where Lincoln's feet were every day for a week.
Dude, no wonder I have foot fungus.
No one. Man, show me pics later. Can't post them here, but don't show me now. Oh, yuck. White foot. White guilt.
Well, white foot, left stomp.
Yeah. Oh, well, right foot, let's stomp. Left foot, let's stomp. Hands on your knees. Okay, anyway, he pulls the carpet back, and there is mold all along the wood stripping where the carpet attaches, and he's like, yeah, there's a lot of mold. He's like, this is just surface mold. There could be mold in the air, so let me do some air testing, and let me check the HVAC and all the vents. And he gets his ladder and opens it up, and there is white and green and different mold, some black mold in our vents, and he said it's throughout the whole thing. He took pictures. If you want them, message me because they are disgusting. If you're wanting to see how gross.
Message at Jeff Spangler on Instagram and he'll DM them to you.
I will DM you those. They're gross. And he said it's throughout the whole place. And he said you shouldn't even be here and you have a baby. So we're really upset. So we grabbed a bunch of our stuff. We are at Emily's parents right now, which is why it's a new location today. And we are going to get the results back on Thursday. And these books are due back Thursday.
Can you say, these books are due back Thursday?
No, Kevin. Come on. So that once we get those results back, we are going to email or we're going to send a certified mail to our apartment. And then we're going to request to get out of our lease and move elsewhere. Close by to where we live now. But
you deserve compensation back for that crap.
Well, they're not going to give it. They are only supposed to give us remediation and pay for it and pay for us to be at a hotel if we are. However, We don't even want that. We just want to be gone and just to refund us money that we're not staying there right now and let us out of our lease without paying a fee. That's all I care about. I just want to be done and gone.
Now,
I want to call JG Wentworth, 877 cash.
Yeah, that's true. Now, and mesothelioma. I want reconnaissance. That's what I want.
I want evanescence.
Ooh, I want Evan Turner.
Ooh, well, I want Evan Baxter.
Ooh, I want Evan Sprague.
Oh, well, I want Sprague High School.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. Well, that is why Jeff's in a different location. Thank you for story time with Jeff. After the rave reviews on your fat boy moment last week.
Rave reviews by you.
We decided to turn Jeff's life hijinks into a semi-recurring segment.
We call it the Spengler curse in my family. This when unintended bad events happen to us, I blame it on the Spengler curse because they happen so frequently, and I just can't.
From your no good, dirty, rotten, pig stealing great great grandmother,
great grandfather. Yeah, that's right. The fourth.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, thanks for the story. Sorry about the hardships. Everyone, pray for Jeff.
Thank you.
Also, we are going to be relaunching a different Instagram page here soon. Hopefully, this will hit that feed in the near future.
It's on my to-do list this week. Reel it in.
Reel it in. Fishy, I got the bag. Tell a friend. That's a Aminé song reference.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like
Al-Farouq Aminé.
Nice.
Close.
Well, our Q-tip is almost a mini segment this week, Jeff, and it's your draft week. So our Q-tip. Oh, I got stuff on my sweatshirt. Shout out to JFL for the sick JFK UFO sweatshirt.
Classic, good colors.
You know, our Q-tip is: you are granted from your local wizard a magical ability. So the wizard's back again in your area.
Wizards.
He's granted you the ability that once a day, you can snap your fingers and have a daily hygiene task done.
A hygiene task.
So I'm going to give you two options, and it's going to be a battle, and then I'll give you the next option, and then it'll battle, and we'll see what your last one standing is.
Okay.
So the first one is going to the bathroom or trimming your nails perfectly, fingers and toes.
Okay, wait. Is it just going to the bathroom one time, but the rest of the times it's just me?
And it probably could just be a duty, we'll say. We'll say it clears your bowels out for a big duty.
Well, I'm going to say this. Sometimes it's satisfying when you're at work and you need to, and you're just like, I just need a break. I'm going to sit on my phone for just a little bit, take a breather, you know, sit back.
Twice a day.
Yeah, I need that. Normally it's morning, like 8:30, and then like at 1:30 or 2 after lunch. Probably twice.
However, I'm like a 10:30 and like a 2:30.
Okay.
Well, also in my 2:30. Yeah.
Well, more so shiny dumb teeth than me. So
what a poll. Well,
speaking of Timmy Turner's mom, she was on that MILF episode last week.
True. She should have been higher as well.
I'm gonna say the nails though, because I'm really bad at trimming my nails perfectly. And they're always sharp on one spot, or I get it too close on one, and it just doesn't work. If I could guarantee it's going to be a perfect trim, even though I don't do it every day, yes, I would do that. Because the bathroom one is, like, whatever.
I'm with you, because sometimes I will trim my nails too short, and then, like, I'll play basketball, and then it hits and rips, and then it sucks when I'm, like, playing disc golf and trying to grip the disc and throw it.
It's just bad.
So I hate when my nails are not... I will leave them just a smidge too long rather than being a smidge too short, because I hate it so much.
Yeah, then you have to trim with you. More.
All right, trimming your nails moves on. Trimming your nails or applying lotion?
Trimming your nails. Lotion,
It's a full body loche.
I mean,
your skin is perfectly
moisturized. I don't like full body lotions.
But I'm saying, like, your skin is perfectly moisturized. You don't have to do it. You just snap your fingers and it's done.
Still, I'd still do nails. Nails is more difficult for me, and I'd appreciate it more.
Trimming your nails or brushing your teeth? Brushing your teeth!
Brushing your teeth. Teeth brush.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. So that beats the nail.
I definitely think it's better. I'd rather just have that be done and be like, ah, fresh breath.
Dude, also hate when I'm tired at night and I still have to get ready for bed and brush my teeth. It's the worst.
It's another task to do.
So bad. Like, sometimes I won't. I don't care. I'm a man about it.
What's going to happen? Dentist going to kill me? Oh.
I mean, I got a freaking root canal I need to get done. I've been pushing that off for 3 years and I'm still fine.
Yeah, now you have dental at your work. Maybe you'll get it.
Now I got gingivitis, so it's all good.
Well, you have Ginger who invites you.
Exactly. That's what I was talking about, right? Yeah. Okay, brushing your teeth or flossing your teeth?
Flossing. That's a quick answer.
Wow. Okay.
If I can guarantee a perfect floss every time, that is invaluable. Even dentists don't do perfect flosses all the time.
How often do you floss? Honest, vulnerable question here. How often do you floss?
Christmas and New Year's.
Stop.
I floss a few times a year.
Dang. Used to be. I'm a lot better now that I got the little... I flossed today because I had some beef jerky at work. Mm. And got out that them tendons.
I mean, if I get something in my tooth, I'll floss and get everything. I'll just like hit everything at the same time because I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm already flossing. But if I haven't, I just am like, it sucks. I should floss more. And that's why this is invaluable, because it would guarantee that I would floss.
Okay.
My teeth would be so much better.
All right. Flossing your teeth or grooming your puberty hair?
Flossing your teeth.
Oh, wow.
I enjoy that. It's a nice ritual.
You like?
Have Emily do it.
No, I'm talking about like your facial hair. The hair that grows when once you hit puberty on your face.
Oh.
So your facial hair.
I'm going to say flossing.
Okay.
I do like doing the trimming because I do it differently every so often. Sometimes I'll go shorter on the sideburns or I'll keep this longer. And if I had no control over it and just did it, I'd be, I kind of like getting it the right way.
Okay. Valid.
Flossing, I don't care.
Letting it grow a little bit and then kind of.
It's like right now. Back it's a little shorter here, and then it's longer in the front.
Speaking of which, when are you going to fulfill your lost bet?
The NBA Finals begins on Thursday.
And I thought it begins on Saturday.
No, Thursday is the first game.
You want to bet on it?
I remember seeing Thursday. Let's see.
NBA Finals Game 1. You're right. Thursday, June 5th. I thought it was...
Oh!
For some reason,
you're used to losing bets, so I think you just wanted to lose one since it's been a little bit.
Yeah. Good thing I didn't put a bet on it.
Good thing you didn't put any money on it. But yeah, Thursday, and then once the OKC Thunder sweep the Pacers, which I don't know what's going to happen, I'm going to say that next podcast after is when I'll do it.
All right.
I just want the whole thing to be done, and I've been putting it off, and it seems like a reasonable time to do it.
So right before the 4th of July?
I'm really unhappy about it. Like, I'm dreading it the more and more we get closer.
I'm just keep so thinking, excited.
I'm mad that I have to leave this. This
part of me wants you to leave it a Fu Manchu.
I will not do that.
Wait, do the Fu Manchu and then shave off the Fu Manchu.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to do a goatee first. I'll shave this all and leave the goatee first.
No, don't do the goatee, just the Fu Manchu.
No, for the goatee for part of the podcast, and then I'll do the rest of it and leave the Fu Manchu. I'll do the master.
It's a good thing we're going to get the YouTube Shifu up and running.
The master Shifu, and then we'll get that. Yeah, whatever. I'll do the Iron Man first, and then I'll do the goatee, then the Fu Manchu, then the normal.
All right, fair. Okay, so we have flossing your teeth is still the winner right now, and then here come the last two heavy hitters, which I think are the easy ones, but that's why I wanted to work our way down the list. Flossing your teeth or showering?
Flossing my teeth.
Wow, really?
I just really like a good shower, man. Like,
yeah, but like you're like tired.
I know it's the sequence. I know it's the sequence, but like
you're like tired and ready for bed, but like you're still a little bit like sweaty, and you can just be like, boom, I'm freshly washed. I'm good to go.
But I kind of like it. Gives me a chance to get away. You know, like I can get over and shower and. You know, do my ritual of it, and then I can be done. Whereas flossing, there's nothing good about it. I don't feel good the whole time. My gums are bleeding. It hurts. I don't know if I got the right thing. I'm going through each of my teeth.
Jeff, maybe you should floss more, buddy.
Even then, it's not fun. That's the reason why they created a water pick.
Condescending to call you buddy.
Yeah, that's why I tried to gloss over it so I didn't get myself angry on the podcast. Because if you had said buddy or sport or pal, I would have.
I hate that so much.
I would have reached through this camera and punched you in the face.
We literally drafted the worst patronizing.
Hey, what's up, bud? What'd you
say? Hey, how you doing, sport?
Hey, sport.
Hey, champ.
What's up, boy?
What's up, buckaroo?
You didn't even have buckaroo on our list, and it's still annoying.
Yeah, it is.
But like the other ones, way worse.
All right, so flossing your teeth or having your hair perfectly done the way you want it.
Having my hair perfectly done. That's a big one, man.
Takes the cake, man. When your hair, I'm talking like haircut, styled, the way exactly you want it. My hair's not even styled the way I want it right now. I got way too much going on my crown. I was like, hey, I need to take
the
some
crown. And it shouldn't be on my frown.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Sorry, I just needed a rhyme.
Yeah, rhyme time.
Okay.
All right. Well, we know that
that's
Jeff
a good one. Good
prioritizes, one. If you're based on this list, if you're ranking them, having your hair done is number one, flossing is number two, and trimming your nails perfectly is number three.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, nice. All right.
Sounds very good.
Well, that was an extended Q-tip. Let us know in the comments if you could snap your fingers and have any daily hygiene task instantly done for you once a day. What would you choose?
All right.
It's a bit of a thinker.
A thinker on the stinker.
That's why they call me Thinkin' Lincoln.
Who calls you that?
We had this guy who's a contractor.
You actually have someone
backyard.
Who called you that? Okay.
When I was a little kid, he called me Thinkin' Lincoln. I was like probably like six. And
I bet
it
that
stuck.
Got old fast.
And then I farted, and then I became Stinkin' Lincoln.
And then you said, don't ever talk to me again. And then you still.
And then Stinkin' Lincoln kind of stuck because I'm a gassy fellow.
And then they called you Icky Vicky.
Ooh. Well, if you don't want your summer to be lame and icky,
pick up the phone
and call me.
I'm Vicky. Vicky.
Ugh, I can't believe we just did that.
That was crazy.
Why are we so simpatico?
That was good. That was really good. So dynico.
All right, you got a segment for us?
I do. This is a new one. Never done something like this. Thought it, you know, I was workshopping with Brandon, and it just out of the blue.
You mean
so
Brennan?
Random. Brennan, the good short Brennan, as Patty Mills said.
Yeah.
I decided out of nowhere, and I was like, you know, and I think I could research some things about this, and I could find some really good stuff. So, without further ado, I'm gonna give you 10 items.
Okay.
These are grocery items. Okay. I'm gonna have you. These are all of all ranges. You are going to tell me
the life
serving,
hack.
The serving size of these items. If you get three wrong, you are a failure.
Is it easy?
Some of them are. Some of them are a little tougher. But I've made it. I've changed a couple of these to make it so it's manageable. So it's not crazy.
Okay.
Okay. So a couple of them aren't going to be like the exact number that it's telling. It's going to be more so the unit of measure that they use.
Okay.
So I'm gonna tell you what unit. I'm gonna ask you what unit of measure you think they use for it.
Okay.
Okay. So number one, we're gonna go with instant ramen noodles.
What's the serving size?
What's the serving size of instant ramen noodles?
One packet.
That is incorrect. It is half of a block of ramen. So
half packet?
Half of the ramen. So the ramen is freeze-dried in half, folded, two pieces. One half of that is a serving size.
Half packet.
Half a packet.
And half a packet is like 300% of your daily sodium?
Yep. Totally.
And I'll eat two or three in a sitting.
Yeah, you like ramen, man. You and Emily are ramen friends.
Paisley's favorite food is ramen, so that's why we eat it so much.
All right. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Okay.
Yo, I'm going to get like three of these right. I'm not going to get three lives. I'm going to get three right.
Okay. let's go with Next on the list. Let's go with eggs. What is the serving size in a carton of eggs?
2 eggs. That's my instinct. I'm going to go with my guts.
Incorrect.
Is it one egg?
One egg. 1 egg is the serving size. Man, this is not a great start.
Dude, I told you I'm not
kidding.
Who would know all this off the top of their head?
It's one. You've been off just barely on both of these.
Yeah, I'm close, but.
Okay. Let's go with. Let's go with bacon.
In a packet
of bacon, what is the serving size of bacon?
I'm just gonna go with my gut again, and it's gonna be wrong, but I'm gonna say 2 slices. Is it 1 slice?
It's incorrect. It's 1 slice of bacon. No, you're overthinking it, man. What is your gut doing?
Dude. Okay.
Well, that's already 3, so I overestimated how easy this would be for you. I thought those 3 would be pretty easy.
I literally doubled each item, so.
Let's just see how many you can get right, all right?
If I get 3, I will be happy.
Okay. This one's an adapted. Cooking spray. What is the unit of measure that they use to judge the serving size? Not the exact serving size. How do they measure it on cooking spray?
I don't know.
How would they measure it?
What do you call it?
How would you say that? You do 2 ps. That's what the unit of measure. How do they write that on the can? It's just pst.
It's a whisper. It's three psts.
what is it actually? What's the unit? Not the number. Just what is it?
How the flip am I supposed to know that?
How would you tell what the serving size is?
Teaspoons.
Incorrect. It is by how long you spray it. So a serving size is 1/4 of a second.
That's so stupid.
That's the only way they can measure it equally. So 1/4 of a second is a serving size. Okay, so 0 for 4. Okay. Peanut butter. What is the unit of measure? Not the exact number. What is the unit of measure that they use to measure a peanut butter?
I believe that one is... Is it tablespoons or teaspoons? Let's go with tablespoons.
There's your first correct.
Hey!
2 tablespoons. Good job.
Hey, Penny, will you go get the peanut butter, please? All
right. Teaspoon. So nonchalant. I actually looked to your left. I looked over and I was like, who's over? Penny's over.
Not the crunchy one.
Oh my gosh, dude. You are so
I just heard her collar
you.
Move.
She's like running. She's sprinting. It's my time. It's my time to shine. That's her voice. She's a girl dog. My time to shine.
Here's my time. Where's Rachel? Where's peanut butter?
Okay, so 1 for 5. Okay. Oreos. How do they measure Oreo serving size?
I'm gonna say it's 1 cookie.
Okay, so by cookie.
Yeah.
That's how they measure it. That's correct. It's 3 right. cookies.
See? I went 1 less than I thought it was supposed to be, and this time it was 1 more.
Yeah. But I was only asking for the unit of measure, which is cookies, so you got that right. So you're 2.
Nah,
cookies.
I'm not giving it to myself.
No, I said it's a unit of measure, not how many. That's an obscure number.
Yeah, but that one's... No, that's an easy one. It's just cookies.
You wouldn't have known how many cookies? That's too random. It could have been 5.
I wouldn't have known how many slices of bacon.
Okay, well, bacon's either 1 or 2. That's
yeah, it. And I said 2.
The other one, I was 1 or 2. I'm fine with you being wrong with because it's you. Have
I'm not giving myself cookies. That's too obvious. How else would you measure cookies? A packet of cookies.
Packet of cookies.
How else would you measure bacon?
Bacon is
by slices of bacon. Yeah.
But I, so I knew you had slice, but I was those ones I was actually asking for the number because I knew it was.
I'm still 50-50 shot. Still not giving it to myself.
Okay, microwave popcorn. Is it measured by completed kernels popped or by unpopped kernels? How do they measure the serving size of popcorn?
What?
How do they measure it?
They actually, like, that's a thing? Why was it not just, like...
How do they measure it?
Kernels popped?
What's the serving size? Is it kernels popped or is it unpopped kernels?
I'm saying kernels popped.
That's incorrect.
What?
They measure it because it's because they can evenly measure it by the uncooked. It's more even, so they can do two tablespoons
of
unpopped kernels is one serving size, which roughly translates.
Fascinating, actually.
It roughly translates to 4.5 cups popped.
Okay. We'll take it.
Yeah.
Seats taken.
So it's taken. Force come. Okay, what are we at? Two for seven?
1 for 7, according to my list.
To your list. Okay. Next up, we've got... let's go with canned soup. How many servings are in canned soup? What's the serving size?
Now, I guess, caveat question, and you can reject my question if you want. Are we doing the one that's like the pre-made soup in the can, or like the one that you have to pour into
like a Campbell's bacon and potato soup, or like a Progresso.
How many serving sizes?
Yeah, like what's the serving size?
Let's go with 2 servings per can.
Okay, so half a can is a serving.
Yes.
Okay, so that's correct.
Good job. Yay!
So there's 2 servings per can, which is crazy because those soup cans are not very big.
Yeah, and how much sodium is in that?
A lot. I mean, they're only like 150, 200 calories per serving, so it's only like 300.
Why am I so concerned about sodium? I don't know, but
you should.
My parents told me to not put salt on things when I was a kid, so I never did.
Well, shake it like a salt shaker.
And now I put salt on everything, even my ice cream.
And he sees everything. So play nice. Toy Story?
Oh my goodness.
That's a good one, huh?
Oof, did not like that.
It's a little creepy, huh?
I also don't like Toy Story. The first one sucks.
First one's fun, dude.
Oh, Woody's a D-bag.
Yeah, that's the point.
He does, he doesn't become a hero at the end of it. He's still a D-bag.
Yeah, he's an only child who doesn't understand how to be...
Dude, no, he's like, the head of all the toys.
No, and... but he's Andy's favorite, and he doesn't know how to share himself. Well, whoa. Sorry. He doesn't know how to...
He doesn't understand himself.
Share the load. Okay.
No, dude, he's such a jerk. Like,
he's not nice, but that's the point. Is Buzz is just like he doesn't know. And
yeah, but Buzz hadn't been indoctrinated yet. Like, be patient. Have a program to introduce new toys into Andy's room. Like, you like when you start a new job, you're not expected to know everything when you start up, and people might find you fascinating, especially if you're actually cooler than some dumb little cowboy.
Hey, Andy,
who has a snake in his boot? Gross.
Who's snake?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, all right.
There's a snake in my boot. Okay. Next serving size is...
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
Okay, this is one you know a lot about.
Oh.
Coffee creamer. What is the unit of measure?
Why would I know about coffee creamer?
You wouldn't drink coffee. What's the unit of measure?
Let's go with... tablespoons again?
Correct. Good job.
All right.
You went with your gut on that one.
I've gone with my gut with all of them, but sometimes my gut is easily upsettable.
Okay. Was that 8 or 9?
That was number 9, and I have 3 out of 9 so far.
Okay. Bonus question. If you get this correct, you get $5 Venmo'd to you right now.
Okay.
If you get this correct, you have to get it exactly.
All right.
What is the serving size of gummy bears?
Ooh.
How many gummy bears are in a serving?
Yeah, I was going to say it is a specific number, right?
It is.
Now, can I ask a question? What bag is this? Is this Haribo?
Haribo, yeah. Normal, okay. Normal gummy bears.
Because Haribo's the goat. So,
how many?
I think the answer is 12 gummy bears.
Incorrect. It's 17. Eight. It's more than.
Whoa!
Yeah. It's a lot. Gummy bears actually have some volume to them, so you don't have to. You can eat a lot more of them.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, anytime you eat a big handful of gummy bears, don't feel bad.
Yeah, seriously. It's amazing.
Also, popcorn. You can eat 4.5 cups of popcorn, and that's one serving. 4.5 cups.
Yeah. Shout out to popcorn.
Unless you put a bunch of butter on it. But anyway. Okay. Yeah, not bad.
That was fun. I didn't do great, but it was still fun.
Hey, it's still fun to see, because a lot of these you're like, how? Why would you list the serving size? Like, I mean, like a bonus question is, what's the serving size of ice cream?
Don't know.
2/3 of a cup. That's so random. 2/3 of a cup.
All right,
Mac
Jeff.
And cheese box is 2.5 servings per box.
That's actually so weird. I wouldn't have guessed that, but I do remember it now that you say it.
I do remember it. Yeah. 2.5 servings per box? Who decided that?
Probably because it does feed 2.5 children.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. What's the segment?
All right, Jeff. We got to match them. Michael Jordan stats edition.
Let's match them. Okay.
So there are 6 stats.
And second best player in the world.
Behind Wemby.
Yeah.
You have 6 stats and 6 numbers on the board. I will go ahead and read the stats for the listeners not present on the tube. There's 5+ block games, 50-point games, 60-point games, 70-point games, rings, and triple-doubles. And our numbers are 0, 4, 5, 6, 28, and 31. So you need to match the appropriate stat to the appropriate number to the stat.
Okay. Let's go with rings first, and that's going to be 6 rings.
And that is correct. Very good.
All right. Let's go to... next, let's go to... See, it's interesting because the 31 and 28, really similar, but I don't think they're similar or not. I have a feeling, because I can rule out 60 and 70-point games as being the upper echelon of those. But I don't think 50-point game... I mean, I feel like 50-point game is probably the 28, because the 5+ blocks, I know he's gotten a lot of blocks, and he had a lot of opportunities. In a game, he was really good at that. But also, triple-doubles, he doesn't have a ton of them.
Yeah.
I don't think he has a lot of triple-doubles, and so that could be either 4 or 5, and I don't know which one of those he's got 0. Actually, I think the 0 is 70-point games.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Correct. Very good.
Yeah.
Good job actually thinking through the question.
There's just so many options on here, but 0 there.
That's right.
That eliminates this, but this is where it's hard. Those are kind of felt like gimmies.
Those are the 2 gimmies. I think you should be able to think your way through getting at least 50-50 for 2 of them. Like,
yeah,
the 4 because and 5, the you can at least place those 2 in the right spots, in the 50-50 spots there, and the 28-31, you can put those in the general right categories. So you got 5+ block games, 50-point games, 60-point games, and triple-doubles.
Okay. Oh, so interesting. This is really good. These are toss-ups, 2 of these. And I'm like, because I may be way overestimating how many 5+ block games he's had. I may be thinking he's on the high end of that, but maybe it's on the lower end. 60-point games, I know it's either 4 or 5. He has not had 28 60-point games. That's really high. But those are just such similar numbers, and I also don't know. I think his triple-double is also high. I think he had 28 or 31. I feel like his triple doubles and his triple doubles is one of those, and the 60 plus points. I just don't know how many 50 point games he had. I feel like he had a bunch of those.
Well, I'll tell you this much. He had less 60 point games than he had 50 point games.
Thank you. A lot less, because 50 point games he had a ton.
Your hint is a lot less 50 point.
Yeah.
Or a lot less 60 point games.
I'm going to say his 50 point games was, oh, and this is a toss up because their numbers are so similar. I'm going to go with 31.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Correct, Jeffrey. Whoa. Well done. 31. Oh. 31 50-point games.
That's a lot of games.
It's a lot of games. Okay. And so,
okay.
So you got a 28 left, which what do you think that 28 goes to?
Well, that's either that I have a good feeling it's triple doubles, but also that could be 5 plus blocks because he's had all, I mean, that's not that many.
5 plus blocks is a lot.
It's a lot of blocks, but like
it is.
But for a guard, I feel like in his career with how good his defense was, that he would have had more than five.
What was his average blocks per game?
I don't know, but having he played how many seasons of 82 games, you would think at least five of those he had five blocks.
He had 0.9 blocks per game.
Oh, okay. Still. Well then, let's roll with.
I'm trying to skew you in the right direction.
Triple doubles. Let's go with 28.
Very good. Triple doubles at 28.
Okay, so at this point, I'm gonna say he had
the 4-5 left, and
this is a toss-up.
5 plus blocks and 60 point games.
They're too similar, and for me, it doesn't matter because there's just no way for me to determine between the two. There, it's one different. So I'm gonna say 5 plus block games he had. How many 60-point games did he have? He had against the Knicks. He had a playoffs. He had 5 60-point games and 4 block games.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Then I'm sorry, Jeff. You are just barely off, although I'm very proud of you for getting
it. I mean, it's a one number. It's one number. I feel proud of myself. It's just flipped.
It is. Four. He had 4 50-point games. Or 4 60-point games and 5 plus block games.
Okay.
So, you're only just barely off, but I'm still really proud of you, actually.
I'm proud of that.
The rest of those, I know, valiant effort.
Semi-decently.
Yeah. All right.
I got my other toss-up.
Should we draft?
That was good. We should draft.
And I thought you would appreciate that, especially being... your dad being such an MJ simp, you know? Yeah,
he still won't listen to that segment, but, you know, it's fine.
Of course
Shout
he won't.
Off my father, who won't listen to him. Okay. He actually said he has a draft idea, but it's a surprise, and he can't tell either of us because it's one of those that he has to just spring on us. So he's saving it for the next time we do the podcast. He said, you might as well just save it for when you do the 100th podcast because that's probably when you'll invite me next. Since you do it spaced
hey,
out.
Said, hey, Scott, maybe you should stop being a baby, and maybe we'll invite you on earlier. Okay.
I said, hey, you're the only person who's been on here three times.
Nobody likes a whiner. Except for a sommelier.
What? Ooh, wow. Good job. You like my segment? Wow. My what? Owen Wilson? Wow.
You know, that makes me think of Jeff.
Telling of the truth.
You want to know what that makes me think of?
What?
Wow.
Oh, the Wii. Wow, the Wii.
The Wii characters Wii. Spinning when you accidentally bowl the ball backwards.
Hey.
All right, what are we drafting?
What one was that for? What game? Which sport was that for?
Tennis?
Is that final answer?
No, I don't know.
Tennis is correct.
Oh, let's go!
Psych.
Oh,
you're wrong.
You're stupid.
Sorry. You'll go home and look at it, and you'll remember.
Well, I'll just go play it downstairs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We would like to play. Say, our draft today is the most how would I say this? The most, not cringeworthy, but like the most stereotypical / overdone tattoos.
Ooh.
That people get. Okay. So ones that are just, what other word would you say for that? The most,
basic.
Yeah. The most basic tattoos.
Yeah. Just basic tattoos.
It's a good thing your mute works.
Yeah. I'm making sure it works now. Sorry, yeah. Scott.
Yeah. Whoops.
Okay. So most stereotypical / overused / basic tattoos.
Yeah. Ones that you're just like, oh, come on. Really? Like those types of tattoos.
All right. I'll give you the one because I don't know if there is a one, and I need a little bit of time to think. But okay. what you got?
Number
what
one.
What you know about me?
Once you hear it, you'll be like, oh yeah, yep. And that is somebody's name. The name
okay.
of somebody.
Just somebody's
that
name.
Is yeah, the name, whether it's a loved one or a person. Like they're just when you just have a name on there, like in cursive, like it just. Everybody does it. Like,
I mean, if I get a tattoo, that's what I'm doing.
I know, but it's not original. It's just so basic, so stereotypical. Like, you got the name of
Although, I've told you my dream tattoo, right?
I don't remember.
Oh, it's a half sleeve starting at my shoulder, going down to my, just above my elbow. And it's Oregon pine trees.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sleeve. And then off the roots going onto my back, like from the roots, would spell Paisley and Juniper.
It's interesting to think of how that would work.
I've dreamt of it for a long time. I'm way too much of a... to actually get it done.
Just do like the basketball players do and just get sedated for it. And then you don't have to deal with the pain. Just...
Oh, no, it's not the pain. It's just living with the tattoo.
Yeah, after the first 3 months, they said no one cares.
No, it's more of just like, I don't know if I have the gumption...
The
to,
gumption.
To actually get a tattoo. So I don't know. Mm. But okay. My first pick, and I don't know if this is a good pick or not. I'm flying by the seat of my pants. This was just the first thing that popped into my head. And that's a bald eagle on the like flying off the American flag.
Oh, there's so many people in the South who get those, dude. The eagle with a flag or something. American symbolism at all. And you go, yeah. Why do they do that?
Well, I feel like it's also a biker community, a biker gang thing.
That's true. Apologies, biker gang. I don't mean to be rude.
Biker gang.
Don't come find me at my house.
Pause.
I don't live at 5718.
Not anymore.
No, I won't soon.
Speaking of which, I need your new address.
I get it.
Okay, so I'm going bald eagle off like the American flag next. And then I'm going to go with my mind goes to like big tattoos, but instead I'm going to go to basic white women tattoos here with my second pick. Uh-huh. And I'm going to go with like a flower off the ankle.
Oh, flower. I mean, you don't even have to say ankle, just flower, dude. There are flowers everywhere.
But you can do flowers and have it be unique and tasteful, but like just like a dainty little flower on your ankle is like, all right, everybody does it.
Two people at my work have flower tattoos.
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm thinking a little bit more like specific cliches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ooh, maybe that's what we should call it, cliche tattoos.
Sure, that works. Cliche tattoos. Cliche tattoos.
Or clitch.
Yeah.
That sounded inappropriate.
It did. They were close. Okay. Second on my list is also, it just feels, I know it's not as specific as yours, but it's generic and cliche.
Okay.
And that's going to be an Asian Japanese symbol of some kind.
A character.
A character that somebody gets. Just so many people have them. So many people have.
Yeah, and they're like, "Oh, this means
you're like, do
loyalty.
You know for sure?
This means loyalty and respect and love, and it means I'm the greatest, and it means that I'm always driven, and nobody's better than me. That's what it
this
means."
This actually says orange chicken.
I've seen so many like people, like, react to tattoos, like bad tattoos, and there's, you know, a dude from China who goes, yeah, that doesn't say what he says it says.
Yeah,
nice. It's like, try. That just means, like, pig.
It's funny because they do the same thing there. My sister has some bootleg shirts from, like, Temu, but, like, a different version of it, and her husband got her some, and they'll be English words or phrases, but they make no sense. It's like gibberish because they're just English words thrown together, and they're so funny to read. So that's, I'm sure, awesome. They think the same thing, but they're like, you got that on a tattoo without even looking it up?
Bootstraps.
Okay, and then my third one, also extremely generic. No disrespect, but it is way overdone, especially on the chest right here, is a cross.
Yeah.
Or on the back, a big cross, you know.
Anything. Which, like, cross, if you're going to get a tattoo, at least, like, make it of your savior, you know? Like,
yeah, sure. I get it. It's just, like, very cliche to get them on a big back one or a chest one.
Yeah.
Cross.
No, it's not bad. Okay, I'm going to go to something a little bit more hardcore than a dainty flower off the ankle. And I'm going to go with a fiery skull.
Oh, a skull. You're going with the hardcore guys.
Yeah. But, like, they do, like, the fiery ones, like the Ghost Rider.
Nice. Like Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Shout out Nick Cage.
And then I'll go back to, I'm going hardcore, dainty. Hardcore, we're going back to dainty. And I'm going to go with, actually, no, I'm not. I'm going to go with hardcore, but more centered towards the ladies, and that is colored flower sleeves.
Okay, so flowers again, but like a colored, like, colored.
Yeah, you've seen like blue flowers, like a blue sleeve, or almost, it's like, you know, it's black and blue and whatever, but black, like, blue is like the prominent color, and it's all these, it's a sleeve of flowers, and you're like, well, I've seen this on 5,000 lesbians, you know, like.
Yeah. Oh, it's just a pen. Yeah, there's.
But I'm being a little bit more specific with it and making it a flower sleeve, you know?
Yeah. You're trying to hit all the bases here.
I bet if you just search lesbian tattoos, that's the first one that pops up.
let's see after. Let's see what we get. Are you doing it right now? Yeah. Oh no. It's like vine flowers.
There's a lot of pride ones, but then there are like
flower ones. You knew it. It's very stereotypical
cliche. Yes.
you called it. I didn't even think about it.
Oh, it's so funny.
Good call.
Okay. All right. That's a good time.
Well, I'm going back.
No offense to the lesbians.
I'm going to something that it's really funny that you said it, because it is really stereotypical, though. It's cliche. And that is a tree line of some kind, pine trees or tree line. I see so many people
really
on their arm. So many. If you look at you all over the place, they'll get a tree line with like the tops of the pine trees, and they get like a little bit of that. And I see those.
That makes me feel self-conscious.
That was. Dude, that's when you said it. I was like, yo, did you read my list?
No, frankly, I don't see a lot of sleeves that way. I see, like, I'll see, like, a, like, forested scene or, like, a mountainous scene. But, like, the way that I'm thinking of it is not that. I don't know. I'd draw it out for you.
You don't have to defend yourself. It's okay.
I know.
Your dream tattoo is cliche. All right, last but not least, I have a couple options on here that I'm like,
yeah, that's a bit, like, that's a bit cliche, actually.
Were you just looking at it?
I regret everything.
If you got it, dude, and then you show, you're like, it's not cliche, and then you looked it up, how
mad. I mean, I have not seen a single one yet that is how I am imagining my tattoo. Sure,
you have a unique take on it. But the pine trees itself and the tree line itself is very common.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
So a lot of people with those.
Whatever.
All right. Last one is one that my sister actually has. And it's really funny because at first she thought it was so cool when she got it when she was like, what, 19 or 20? And now she's like, oh, I hate that I have this tattoo. And it's like a big lion surrounded by stuff, but it's like a lion tattoo, like a Leo, like their sign, and so many people would get it because they're like, I'm a Leo, I'm gonna get a lion, and it's like, and it's got like stuff around it, tons. Yeah. So many people get lions.
So many, or if not lion, like a Black Panther or a tiger.
Wakanda Forever.
Wakanda Forever. May it rest in peace.
Chadwick Boseman.
Rip. Yeah, that's a good pick. Okay. I don't really know exactly what I want to do with my...
I have like three honorable mentions that I could...
Yeah, I've got a few honorable mentions. I'm just trying to think of what I want to be like worth my pick here. Actually, no, I hate these tattoos, and I don't even know if it's cliche or stereotypical or overused, but I just hate them, and it's going to be the ones where the girls have it, like, between their cleavage.
Like, what is it of?
Anything. Just, like, just they just spot? Get it right here, just, like, in on the sternum. You
have to give us a visual.
Yeah. Even I'm just going to call it sternum...
Sternum tat.
That's not how you spell it.
No tats. No, of course I want.
How do you...
Stop.
Sternum slash cleavage.
U-M. And cleavage is spelled wrong, too.
Sternum. Yeah, well, you know what? It's a good thing I don't know how to spell those words.
No, not really. Sternum's pretty common. Yeah, that one is really... It's pretty common. They're drawing more attention than they already get.
Exactly. Like,
and that's, you're not already that's looking
why,
here?
That's look. Why I hate it. Yeah, you're just like...
Do it now. Look right now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, or like ones that are like right here on their chest. You're like, here, look exactly at my cleavage. And then I'm going to get pissed at you for looking at me. And you're like, shut up.
You're like, wow, I'm not an object.
You're like, shut
that
up.
That is an look, object you on your chest.
Yes, you are.
You are to me. Well, honorable mention I had was a heart.
Yeah.
Any sort of heart. Oh, like shaded in heart.
Also the heart with the arrow through it.
Yeah, the arrow through it. But
back from the 50s. A lot of times
they'll do names in those normally. But yeah. The other big one that I did not include because I thought it was along those lines is a date. Like 5/18/1969, like someone was born or got married. Or death, yeah. You always like people put dates all the time, but I was like, you know what, That's not horrible, though. That's
remind
nice.
Me to tell you a story about that. Really? Applicable to my own personal life here. But,
okay.
That's an after the pod comment. That does not get mentioned on air.
All right, deal.
I'm really thankful neither of us said Polynesian tribal tattoos because those are not cliche. They are dope. And I wish I was a
cool
Polynesian.
They're cool every time I see someone who actually is Polynesian have
exactly. Like, if you're cool. White, no. Get out of here. Yeah. But if you're poly, I want you to have a half sleeve or a full sleeve or your back.
It just looks it looks cool every time I see
it. It's so cool. Except for Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
There's no way.
No way, bro.
Timing.
That was crazy.
Twice in the same podcast. That was exactly the same time.
But also so obscure for us to both think that same thing. We've never talked about it once.
That's just of all the things we're talking about, and we both said, except for The Rock.
That's like, crazy. We both said the same thing. Oh my gosh.
Wow. Okay.
That's hilarious. Oh, speaking of which, how does The Rock go to the bathroom?
He Dwayne's his Johnson.
He Dwayne's his Johnson.
I think you told me that already.
I did. I just wanted to tell it on the pod.
You just wanted an excuse to talk about someone's Johnson.
Nope. Just wanted to tell a joke because I'm a child.
What does Shaq say whenever he wakes up first thing in the morning?
You okay?
I just wanted to say it on here. You were right.
Did you say that on a podcast?
That interview. They were like, what is the first thing you do in the morning? I turn to my right and say, you okay?
You okay? Really?
That's so good.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. Well that
we're
was
gonna,
good.
We're going to wrap this up under an hour again. Proud of us.
Yeah.
Thank you for supporting, loving, following the channel. Share with your grandma. and share with your friend who has a cliche tattoo so they can get pissed at us and not actually follow the podcast, or maybe respect us for hating on them. Jeff, actually do something nice for someone. Shout out to... never mind. Pass.
No, pass.
Pass. Jeff, final word.
If I'm going to say one thing right now, it is look at your family around you and reach out to them if you feel like anything's weird, because I had some friends recently that I was thinking about and I reached out to them and I was like, probably a good idea. And then I found out later that they were going through something really hard, and sometimes your gut's right. So if you have someone you're thinking about, reach out to them because they may need it.
I'm adding into the final word. My boss literally told me a story about somebody who quit our company. Same exact situation. She's like, I wish I would have said something because I found out after they quit. So tell the people in your life that you love them.
Yeah.
All right. Lefty. That was a somber note to end on. Lefty's out. It is.